Today we're talking Taste of the Arts, October 11th, and we're pleased to welcome College of Humanities and Fine Arts Development Director Tina Bernott.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
It's just next week.
It is. It's coming as quickly as I can imagine.
Have you got tickets left?
We do have maybe about 12 seats left, so
wow.
Not a lot. This is our fourth event, and each year we've had it, it's just grown in popularity, which we're thrilled about. We started it 4 years ago because we had an incredible need for scholarships in the arts. When I say the arts, I'm talking about students in our Department of Art and Design, in our Department of Theater, and our Department of Music. And bringing in talented kids for these programs is similar to recruiting in athletics. And many times these kids will make their choice of where to go to school based upon the scholarship package that they're offered. And Murray State was just behind the ball a little bit with some of our regional competitors. And so we needed to do something and do something quickly. And so we put together an event and flew by the seat of our pants the first year, put a committee together, and it was a lot of fun. And it has evolved from there, and we continue to grow in the popularity of local people, regional people who come in. It's now on the heels and kicking off homecoming weekend. So it really makes it a lot of fun, and it's very important for our students.
There is an addition to it this year. I want you to describe what it's been like, but I think there is an addition to the evening, the honoring of an alumnus.
Yes, last year actually we started and we decided that we needed to offer an award for the outstanding alumnus in the fine arts area for Murray State. Our fine arts alumni have gone all over the country and the world doing amazing work, and we really need to step up and recognize some of them for their contributions in their field. And this year's award recipient is Dennis Horn. And Dennis was chosen from the Department of Art and Design because of his extensive background as an arts advocate and as executive director of the Kentucky Arts Council, and his current educational activities with the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Ed's Gear Up Kentucky program. So he's doing amazing work in our state and region, and we just really wanted to bring him back to Murray State and recognize him for his amazing accomplishments. So that's kind of a new thing we added last year. So Dennis will be our second award recipient. So we're excited about that.
Why didn't I remember that last year? That is just terrible.
Well, there's just so much fun going on, you know, that sometimes.
Who was the first recipient?
It was Art DeWeese.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How
from
can
Paducah
you forget?
Tillman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a fun guy in music. Amazing, amazing work he's done with regional kids in music. So yeah, that has been a fun addition to the event the last couple of years. And really what we're doing, the event starts at 5:30 next week, and we will have an hour of silent auction and mingling and fun. We have over $25,000 in items up for bid for silent and live auction this year. So that's a record. We're just seeing amazing people come forward with great, unique items.
I was going to say the items are really unique. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have a little bit of a tease here for
them.
We
do. I can give you a little bit of a teaser. We've got an East Coast getaway. We've got an Opryland package. We've got a Churchill Downs package this year, which is new. We've got a lot of local entertainment packages put together. Our local businesses are so generous, and you know, I'm sure they're asked by so many people to give, and they just continue to do so, and we appreciate them very much. And we also are taking advantage of some of our amazingly talented artists who have graduated from Murray State and have galleries all across the country and the world, and they are giving their work to be auctioned off as well. A lot of great jewelry this year. So take note, guys. This would be an incredible opportunity to spoil your wife or significant other a little bit. Great jewelry this year.
Great music.
Absolutely, absolutely. We will enjoy some talented musicians from our Department of Music. Not only the faculty, but also some of our great students are going to be performing this year, too. So that will be fun. We also will be having lots of theater students perform. They're going to kick off the event this year with their performance. So that should be a lot of fun and something different.
Tell me about who's in charge that night? Is Master Valentine back?
He is. He will be back. He is just a lot of fun. He's been our MC since the get-go, and we are greatly appreciative of his time and his talents. He makes the night a lot of fun, too.
And your auctioneer is?
Is Greg Reynolds again. He has been with us from the start as well. Great guy.
He's a pretty funny guy.
He's very funny for an auctioneer. I wondered how it would go transitioning from livestock to, you know, to art. But, you know, he's a great guy and he's a lot of fun.
Well, is there anything about the night that we've missed? What kind of fare in terms of food is there?
There will be amazing food again this year. Racer Hospitality and Walker Hall have partnered together to pull off some great heavy hors d'oeuvres, as we've done in the past. Some wine tasting will be available as well. So that makes the evening a lot of fun, too. And our dinner this year is generously being sponsored by F&B Bank. So we're really excited about that. And we have a lot of table sponsors. And, of course, WKMS is always a great sponsor. And we appreciate your help, too. But, yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
I'm trying to think back. It's in the Murray Room.
Yes.
And all of the art and the items for auction are around the walls.
Yes.
And interspersed with the refreshments. And then the music is over near the front of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are round tables all around. So it's
yes.
quite convivial.
Yes, it's a very unique atmosphere. It's very intimate, but at the same time, we get a good number of people in, all there to support the arts and scholarships for our students. So,
well, you said you had 12 tickets left.
I do, about 12 seats, yeah.
So the easiest and fastest way for someone to snap those up right after this interview or during it, it
yes,
would be how?
To call me at the office at my extension 270-809-3250 or email me at cbernot@murraystate.edu, and that's C-B-E-R-N-O-T, and I would do so as quickly as possible. Tickets are $50 each, and I say a table of eight is $350. I don't know if I'd have one by the time you call.
Well, it's great that they're going out so fast. Tell us again, let's reiterate time, place, date.
Mm-hmm. A Taste of the Arts is scheduled and hosted by the College of Humanities and Fine Arts at Murray State University on Thursday, October 11th, 2012, to kick off homecoming weekend. The event starts at 5:30 p.m. in the Murray Room of the CFSB Center.
And all proceeds go to scholarships.
Yes, all proceeds go to scholarships for our talented students in art, theater, and music.
Tina, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tina Bernot is Development Director for the College of Humanities and Fine Arts at Murray State University.